Hello and welcome back to the Capes and Cowls podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hi.
Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
If we sound different, it's because we're trying a new microphone setup. Hopefully it sounds better. We can only hope. Just jump right into it. Question of the day.
What did that tell you to me?
Yeah.
So, since we're just finishing the spring semester here.
Graduating high school.
What are your characters' fondest summer memories? Since we're going into summer.
I dig it.
And for, we could also do player two if we want, if we got time.
That's very possible. Uh-huh. Does anyone have an answer cooked up for that already? Or
I mean, I do, but...
Well, you came up with it. You want to go
exactly.
First?
Sure. For Sal, it's, seeing as he's worked in the, working at the restaurants, doing the fire dancing and all that. There's something that, when you don't have a performance to go through, you go and find a nice place to hide, like in the refrigerator or freezer. The big industrial one where you just sit there for a few minutes and cool off. It's always, always fun. I used to do that with when I was working at summer camp. So,
work. All right. Hiding in the industrial freezer at work.
As long as you can get out.
They've all got crash bars,
Yeah.
Until that shit breaks off and you're fucked!
And you're sitting there pounding on the inside. They'll be out!
I'm so cold. All right, you got anything? I think I know what your answer is, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
What, hanging out in the mountains?
I assumed it'd be like, your dad was off work because he's a teacher, and you went on like a summer-long hike, where you spent the entire summer with him and Bruce, probably. Like, just, hey, we're going through the Appalachians. You flew to the base of the Appalachians and hiked until you made it to wherever and then flew out. Would Bruce be there or no?
Probably not. Parents probably wouldn't let him.
Did he join you like the last week because they let him have that?
Yeah, probably.
Gotta find him first.
All right. Natalie, you got one?
I've been cooking on one. Like, I'd almost say... Like, I thought of one that was funny, which was not really funny. But, like, she had gone to... like a summer camp, but I think canonically she didn't really like the fight, this might have been before we landed on Athena, but like wasn't really into the big fighting. Do you remember this?
She was more of an athlete, less of a combatant.
Correct.
She was like, she would do obstacle courses, but she wouldn't do the fighting part.
Right.
That was what you told me.
Okay. So then that would make sense. So there was a camp that she went to with all of the other Fabletic kids. Fabletic kids! Oh my god, that's their kid line!
Hold on, let me put notes down.
Fabletic kids. They all went to this summer camp to do, like, superhero type training. And there was a big old, obstacle course wall that she just dominated, yes?
Squirrel uprising.
No, oh my... No, we've already done something like that. We already released a zoo. That is very cute. And then there was also a squirrel uprising at the camp. Add that in.
At a super training camp... For athletic kids. Are you sure it's not athletic kids?
That's what I said.
No, you said Fabletic kids.
Was I saying Fabletic kids?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did
was
you mean
thinking,
athletic kids?
Oh my god, that's the brand of Fabletics.
We're gonna do athletic kids.
Yeah, we're gonna do athletic kids.
Simple change.
It really is. Also, it makes way more sense. Athletic kids. So, recap from last time, they had a debrief, I believe. I'm just looking at my notes, and they...
We found out why we were sent to the other world. Thank you, Murphy.
Yeah, it's Murphy's fault.
For the portacular dysfunction.
You're welcome.
Is that what you're calling it?
Yes.
Yeah, Murphy, you realize Murphy has 16 siblings, and that his mom is still alive.
His mom has a New Jersey accent.
That is only Natalie's canon, and I did not promise anything. Roy hates, and you know that Roy, the leader of the, the one of the founders of the Devara, fucking hates vampires. You don't know why.
Yeah.
And they fixed Zalova's damn prison. And I did put it in there. I mean, it was in my notes. I'm good.
And we learned some more stuff about my dad's projects.
Harnack, yeah.
The Harnack notebook.
The Harnack journals. The project journal and the regular journal.
And we gave away the water nuke.
Yes.
Which Oceanus thinks it might be going sentient. It's so much power.
He's got a son.
Adopted son?
Whether that's with an O or a U is another question entirely.
It does explode like a sun. All right. So, rolling into it, you guys are finally released from your imprisonment, quarantine. And it's, you know, it's time. You know, you're like, hey, they say, there's a week left till the semester ends. No one else is back yet. So you've got a week to kind of make some decisions on what you do want to do for summer. Does anybody have any plans they already have established? Or do you want to talk it out as a team and what you want to do? You know that, you know, starting, you know, the beginning of fall semester, you're going to be going hard, you know, in Rook, the name of the city. What, as a team, what are your plans for summer? Because you have a week to decide before summer actually happens. You are all told that you've already officially passed. You just have to essentially, like, walk.
Survive the last week.
Yeah, they're keeping they keep you under close watch. You're allowed, like, to walk around campus, but you realize that you have minders. Yes, minders. M-I-N-D-E-R-S.
Neat.
So, team... Also, has anyone come up with an official name? Did we make that official ever?
I don't know if we've said it yet, but the name I think we were all agreeing with was Sunforged.
Yep.
Or the Sunforgers.
Sunforgers, something along
that line. Because that's a little more... the Sunforged is not bad either. It really isn't. Do you guys... I need an official. Write it down.
That'll work.
Logo.
What?
I got a logo. He says he likes it.
What's it from?
Yes.
It's a 40K logo.
No, it is not.
What is it from?
Final Fantasy.
Still no.
Damn. Rob suggested it, or gave me the idea for it. I'm just like, I like it. We'll see if we can let it fly.
Finally picking a team name. And it is...
I think we put all of our favorites in a box, and we pull one out.
Sunforged or the Sunforged or Sunforgers. Those were the two options that were played about.
Well, we were the Vanguard. You didn't complain about that.
Correct.
So, the Sunforged works fine as a team name.
Or Team Sunforge.
You're very picky.
Guys, just tell me what you want it to be. Is it the Sunforged? I can just put that in. That's good.
Cool.
Okay. You guys are fast-tracked through the trademarking process on that. So you can make merch and shit like that if you wanted to.
Neat.
As a revenue stream.
We get Q back.
Eventually. Q is doing great. Q was living with...
CC,
yeah.
She was trying to teach him how to do taxes.
He wasn't interested.
No.
No, he doesn't know what that word means.
You guys are officially the Sunforged. Like I said, trademark is fast-tracked, and you're told, hey, you have access to this forever. It is legally in all three of your names, as well as Loa, that he has added on, because he is technically part of the team. Theoretically, you're like Exhaler's auxiliary until... he becomes a permanent member again. It's like there's a clause in there that also, because you guys led, you are allowed to pick another member, like an auxiliary that could become a permanent member depending.
Oh, we have to have two.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Roomba too.
Yeah.
Travis has not determined if he's coming back to being Cape yet. A.K.A. Rob hasn't decided if he ever wants to play Travis again. And there's a chance that they become a secondary squad set in Rook, like operating kind of as your understudies, in which case it would be Loa, Travis, and the mysterious third person who I will let become a thing if she becomes a thing. For everyone else who's listening has heard about this person, but Art and Natalie haven't.
I have.
Do you remember her name?
No, but I was in the house when it was happening.
That is true. Anyway, so you guys have the run of the place. No one else is back. It's basically teachers and you for the next week.
The people that didn't go.
And freshmen.
You're right. And the non-Cape track.
Our friends.
Are all gone. Except Chris's friends. Chris has a bunch of friends.
Chris is always.
So does Sal.
You're right.
Athena war buddies. Is alone. Got it.
I'm not alone.
No, you get your animal club people. There's like 20 of them, remember?
No.
You rolled for it.
I know, but I didn't roll good.
There's like 25 of them.
No, it was bad.
You failed the first time and then you succeeded the second
time. Got it.
With like a net 20 or something shit like that. So you got like 20 or 25 people. But I need. It sucks to have to keep asking, but. Guys, what
in
is
any
your,
case,
what
we need to do
plan?
Something for the rest of this week, because we're not just going to be sitting around doing nothing. At least for the week, we should probably just relax and recover, because we've spent we spent a week in confinement to.
Yeah, a week. You spent a week in confinement and quarantine just to make sure you didn't bring anything that's going to kill people. And you also were dealing with a vampire, so you got to worry about that shit. Like, they really scanned the fuck out of you guys.
Yeah.
It's the vampire that was the big problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he's not so much a problem anymore.
He also elected to stay down in New Florida, where there's lots of sun.
Makes sense.
He's allowed to be outside. And she got him a job. Like, she got him, like, she said, Tenzi said she'd take care of him for the next, like, two or three years, let him adjust to being in modern day, and has him as, like, a research fellow or something like that on the paperwork.
Neat.
And she knows enough people that he has an official identity within, like, 2 weeks.
All right.
So you don't have to worry about Zell. Zell is good.
We'll still keep in contact and, you know, make sure he knows how to operate a phone.
If he shows up in the other
campaign, he's very intelligent, yeah.
Please show up in the other campaign.
It's entirely possible.
Who the heck is this guy?
Ooh, would he have the vampirism power set?
No, that was purged. I don't know what his power set is. I haven't decided.
You should make one that's purged vampire. And then it leaves behind Daywalker. Something.
I don't know. Maybe his body is fucked right now and he hasn't adapted yet. I don't know. But maybe it'll come. If it comes up, it comes up.
Fair enough.
Sure on powers yet.
Sal will at least hang out with the Wargamer friends, say, hey, what'd I miss? Anything fun? But other than that, I think we're gearing up to take our summer break, however long or short it might be.
I mean, it's a full summer break. It's like, what, 12 weeks, something like that? So 3 months. How long is the average summer break for like, you get out in May and you go back in August? So.
According to Disney, 104 days.
Yeah.
But that's wrong.
Yeah, so. It's not anymore. It's more like...
So
you effectively have until, like, let's say school ends on June 1st. So you have from June, July, and then the beginning of August. So you've got... let's say 10 weeks. How do you spend your 10 weeks?
Well,
I'll explain why it matters. So, if all of you decide to spend a week in Rook, your money goes 1.5 times as far that week.
Do we need to all be there, or could, like, one...
Theoretically, if one person decides they're going to just go be like a project manager, you can negate this whole thing, and they'll just, someone bites the bullet and does it.
Hi. It sounds like, you know.
Well, how about this?
Tactics.
Tactics makes sense.
Sounds like tactical logistics, planning, man. Yeah. Logistics, and then
of course, you know, I was thinking about being in the area because it is the mountains.
Yeah, you could just go explore the mountains there, and your dad would have a blast.
So if you need
any help, I want to hang out with my dad's
negotiations is my my strong suit.
And my sister Minnie.
Yeah,
and your brother.
Younger.
And my younger brother apparently.
Who's not that much younger than you? What he's what, my five, other brother. 6 years younger.
Yeah.
Because then I have to hang out with my half brother. Isn't it weird that Mike is now? It's weird that it happened twice.
They didn't adopt him, so he's like your
half brother.
Brother's brother.
It'd be your brother's brother. It would be your brother's brother, by definition.
So then that would be half brother, wouldn't it?
No, it's not.
My brother's brother.
Half brother means that we share
a parent.
This is getting messy. This family tree is getting messy.
Well, you're all adopted, so it's not. So like the family tree doesn't exist.
The family tree does not exist.
They're bushes. It's a family bush.
Yeah, but they wanted to do like a family trip.
And it's a family bush.
To all Rook. Imagine.
Sal will, you know, he'll run the, you know, logistics bit while, you know, maybe take a week at some point to, you know, hang out with Alex and make sure he's doing well. And
yeah, I'll be around.
I figure.
Okay, that works for me. So you guys are, your money's going to go twice, 1.5 times as far. So now we get into the base building aspect of things. Art, I believe you have the notes. I also have the notes if I can just track them down.
I got it.
Just
it's open.
Control F and I go money. Hold on. Money sign, money sign, money sign. There we go. Okay. So we are coming down here. I have them listed. We'll go through them one by one. Okay. You're going to get your benefits and then we'll do the money after the dollar signs at, like what you spend your extra stuff on afterward. Okay. So, for the hoes, or Travis Ho, because Ming Ho, her ass is dead, what two water-related improvements would you like to make to the city or your base?
May I look?
It's the map.
I know, but may I look?
Two water-related improvements. This is a multi-billion dollar corporation. They can do pretty much whatever you ask within reason.
So, we have here.
These are rivers.
Yes. We have lots of rivers.
This is a road, isn't it?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Do we want a water reservoir so we don't have to like somewhere along in that middle area, like, a water reservoir.
Build like a lake, a reservoir lake kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad idea at all.
I've played City Builders before.
No, it's actually a very good idea.
Yeah. Well, just improve Floatville.
Yeah.
Or turn it into to like put them in the reservoir.
Well, because Floatville is.
Oh, you're just saying widen it out.
Yeah.
Like.
Uh huh.
So your first improvement is to create a reservoir, which is just expanding Floatville, correct?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to expand it on the map. Oh.
Floatville gets an upgrade.
Yay!
Significant upgrade, yeah.
Sounds like my morning swim.
Haven got smaller. The urban district. Well, it was already because of the flood. I want to say Floatville is like a popular place to live.
Yes.
It's a bunch of houseboats, and I want to say like
it's going to be the upgraded section of the city.
Well, Haven's is expensive.
Yes.
And then you have down here, you've got the trash, the heap, and then Trashlantis and what's well, it was the heap, Trashlantis, and what was the where the yuppies live?
The yuppies. They live in here, don't they?
Well, no, they live, it's something else, though.
It's down here, isn't it?
It's in our notes somewhere, but anyway. I'll have to listen to that episode eventually. That's going to be a fun one to edit.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's like, kill me. Just fucking kill me. Anyway, so that is one of your two water-related upgrades. What is the second one?
Okay. May I look again? I'm sorry. So, something else that could be needed. We have transportation down. Do we have a form of energy? What's an energy source that we have?
Down at the bottom, Church Town.
Okay, that should be fine then.
It's a whole big-ass wall of solar panels and
we have a dump.
Hydroelectric.
The heap is the dump. Do we have... We have that. We have water. We have that.
Also, you can get a water improvement at your base. If there's something, like... Let's say you want a hyper-efficient water purifier in case the whole town gets fucked. You can provide water for everybody. That's something you could do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that...
Was or you could just put that in the whole fucking... Like, put the,
that's a good plan. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Adding that in.
I'm going to... that's a base upgrade. So, Art, you got a list of base shit?
I'm working on it.
The base? Or Sun Home? Whatever you want to call. You know. And, do you want it to be public knowledge that you have this fantastic water purifier? Or is this more of a... secret thing.
Say we hold on to that as our, you know,
like we would tell
our just in case.
Yeah.
That way, if something does happen, be like, hey, we've got a way of providing water, and that way they don't just like, oh, well, we can just rely on you guys.
Do we have a government?
Yes, there's a mayor. There's a whole yes. Okay. There's a thing.
We have schooling.
What the fuck?
A police force. I'm literally just going through, like, my city builders. Like, the checklist of things.
It is a functional city. We're just building improvements.
Got it.
Apparently, I can't fucking type, so... I'll just do it manually.
Is it City Skylines sometimes? City Skylines. You have to actually have, like, a waste management... Where are you going to have your waste go?
So that's already taken care of. Don't worry about that.
I know, but I'm just like thinking like in that case too. Because you know those people that we watch will do stupid things.
Who would you like to do next on the list of people going through your special rewards? So you've got you got Corbin with Claw Attack, which is 3 base defense improvements. Would you like to do that one next? Or you want to go down?
No, let's go down first.
2 free outbuildings or satellite offices for El Combustion. Or, that's pretty much those. Those are like the building things. The other rest of it we'll have to play with as we go. We can do your staff.
He has a staff.
He does have a staff, but he's a wizard.
No, it's the Alano staff that you were provided with.
Mm-hmm.
That even got part.
I knew exactly where you guys were going with that too.
You tell me where you want to go, Art. You got your list in front of you.
So shall we do the 2 free outbuildings or satellite buildings?
Satellite offices.
Offices.
Oh, where are we setting up our main base first?
That would be a good question. Where in the city would you like to put your base?
I would almost say like more towards the middle.
Well, that's either Floatville or Haven.
Okay.
Or do we want to put it?
Or do you want to have it be mobile? Like it could be a fucking ship.
I was gonna say have it in the more focused section that we had the first part we drew
up. Dust Town.
Dust Town.
That's way on the western edge.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah.
Haven's pretty much central, or if it's a boat, it can be in the middle, literally dead center.
I mean...
All of you can fly.
Yeah.
And it means you're less likely to get jumped if your shit's floating. But also, there's downsides to being floating, too. You're not, it's an established place, it's harder to do certain things. Yeah. So where do you want to be?
So I would say let's set up in Haven.
Okay.
Because that gives us quick access to...
And also FSA is there, too.
Yeah, because then Haven is here. This is Floatville, and then...
Nope, I get you.
All right, what is the form factor? Are you going with, a townhouse? Are you going with, is it an apartment, part of an apartment building? And do you, how close to the FSA do you want to be? Is it in the same building? Because if it is, and there's a sliding scale of how good, what you'll get for that. Basically, the closer the FSA is aligned to where you are, the more support you'll have. Now, if you're like, hey, we're not at all, we're basically like, the FSA acknowledges us and we don't want to touch them otherwise, very little support besides, there's some flunkies. If you're saying, hey, we're in the same fucking building as the FSA, it means you've got access to an armory, you've got access to panic rooms, teleportation pods, the fucking works. How closely aligned do you want to be? And that was your thing with Rebecca Small. It's you're getting additional FSA resources based on how close you want to be to them.
So, whenever we say safe house or what you were saying, safe house, right? Or
just this is your base.
The place. Every time we talk about it, I think, and I'm trying to pull up a reference picture. So in the games like Hooper, there's the safe house, and I always thought it like that, and it is kind of like a townhouse. Basically.
So it's a townhouse in Haven. I think when we talked about it originally, you said a townhouse. You didn't want an apartment or a building. You wanted to be more, is it like an end unit townhouse kind of thing where, so you can come up the side or.
That's kind
of
how they
have it. Or is it like in the middle of the fucking middle? So it doesn't look.
No, it'd be at the end.
I'm going to say
end unit. Only one neighbor then that is going to get their house destroyed.
And accurate. On the corner, so it's...
Yeah.
Do people know, too?
Yeah, is it public? Or is it hidden? Does it have a public-facing front somewhere? You could use one of your outbuildings as a public front, if you prefer. You do get two... you do have two auxiliary locations.
It's not like we have secret identities.
Right.
Correct.
I don't think anybody decided they were going to be secret identity on this one.
No, we weren't given a choice.
You could have gone in masks. It would have not. It would have gone poorly.
No,
but you could have.
Because no, we weren't given a choice. Within your story now, remember
masks are frowned upon.
So we kind of weren't really given the choice, and also we're going to a public school.
It's not well; it's public-ish, but yeah.
Ish.
Yeah, honestly, the people you go to school with would have signed NDAs and shit like that. They would if secret identities were a thing.
My first adventure with the group, my name was pulled up alongside theirs on a
FSA database.
Computer form the guy hacked or whatever. He said my name specifically, and I'm just like, how would that even be out there?
That was part of the normal human army, I believe. Yeah, that they track supers, but that's a whole different thing. And you were in a super school, but anyway.
Yes. Hence,
do you want? So do you want the
choice? But
is it private, or is it known that you guys are there, or is your public face, one of your auxiliary buildings that you leave one guy there to watch?
I'd say we have the office.
Yep.
Be the,
an outbuilding.
An outbuilding.
Actually, you want to have the office as part of the FSA building?
Oh.
Nearby or next to?
Yeah.
It could literally be in the same building, just a different entrance,
Yeah.
All right. Fun.
Different floor. You get off on 3 instead of 4.
Or we're the actual ground floor because we're the locals.
Yeah.
And then if they need something else,
the more advanced stuff they go through.
Perfect. No, and that's great. That also gives you the if shit hits the fan and you're going there, you have access to the armory.
Yep.
Let's say you need energy cell grenades. Those fuckers are expensive. Not if you check them out at the armory and they're like, nah, he definitely needed that. Write it off on the taxes. Write it off. All right. Mm-hmm. So that was great. I like that. That is one of your outbuildings. We'll do that. Secondary office in
FS. If we keep the base of operations as the townhouse, whatever, that's where we live, stay, whatever.
Yeah.
So that works for me. Okay. Then we have one more outbuilding.
Yes, we can do it. We'll do your outbuildings now. So what is your second outbuilding or outbuilding or satellite office. So if there's, let's say you want to have, you could have a boat. Something he builds. So it would be, it could be like a garage off of the, you know, in the townhouses.
Like I have an upgraded garage.
Okay,
go ahead.
How much fun would it be if we had like a secondary just boat in the sky?
Airship?
Oh, no.
An airship.
El Combustion would not be able to help you with that.
Hmm? A nest.
Like on the wall?
No.
A nest.
On the
solar panels?
So the whole thing is covered, at least that half was covered.
Yeah.
Have a
hanging basket kind of thing?
Yes.
I'm trying to think if that would fuck with anything.
Thinking.
Is it hidden? Or is it like...
I would say it's hidden.
Like,
it looks like part of the infrastructure or whatever. Huh.
Hidden nest in against the shield.
We call it the skybox.
Uh-huh.
I mean, nest That's... works as well because...
Yeah. Skybox is good, too.
Code name, skybox. Okay, I like it.
And we can always refer to it as the nest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like it. That is specifically Hector. That's El Combustion done. I can delete that off of my... Oh, no, sorry. So look at the $1 sign from him. But we'll deal with that after. Let's do your base improvements, because we're talking about bases right now.
Yep.
Right. What are your three base defense improvements? And I will say that, in a limited sense, they'll all apply to all of the ones you pick. But let's say you're like, hey, this is only on the one, you'll get an upgraded version of it. So this is Claw Tech. They pretty much have the whole nine. You could get energy Gatlings. You could get shields. You could get, like anti-aircraft fucking weapons. You know what I mean? Like, it's a matter of what do you think you need and where do you think you need it? Well, you get to pick three.
Shields on the home site. Not the office, but
the FSA office has all of the FSA accoutrements.
It's pretty well defended already. Anything you add will be additional, which could be very relevant if something really wants to fuck with it. But the FSA is known for stomping out things that try and hurt it pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So you're pretty sure that office is not going to worry too much about shit.
Yeah. I kind of want to see an anti-aircraft or anti-air device on the nest. Oh, look, we got people coming in hot.
AA guns on the nest. Just the nest?
Probably.
That would be the best place for them. Because that would give you full 360 around the...
Oh, 100%. Let's be clear. The only thing that would screw you, it would shoot down in, which is good because it's high up. But if something's coming from above, it has to get through the shield first. Yeah. Oh, no, it could actually, you could have a hatch to, a rotating thing that shoots up through the... Okay, no, I like it. AA guns on the skybox. I'm down with that. You got two more options, two more choices. Mike's like, I do like defenses.
I
would say a shield on the living area.
Shielding,
yeah.
Shield generator on home. Shield generator on the townhouse.
Yes.
I'm just calling it the townhouse for now.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. You have one more. Oh, that would be an option. He can also build an escape route, or a.
A secret entrance?
Or let's say, like, a three-person jet. A three-person jet pod, escape pod. He could build you escape pods for the home base and the nest. That's also in the Bailiwick of Claw.
Okay.
If you wanted that.
That sounds
reasonable. Deal.
Pods for townhouse and skybox. I just thought, like, what's a thing you could really use? And I'm like, oh, that makes tons of sense to not, immediately die when your thing gets shot up. You have a chance to get out. Or I will also copy and paste this and send it to you in a note so you're not having to type it all, write it all out.
Oh, yeah, no, I
got you.
I kind of figured.
Okay, so let's do, Control-Shift-Alt-Shift-5. Okay. Let's do secondary location at FSA. Okay. What are two items from the black market that you would like? Within reason. These are things that are not technically legal, but the things you might want.
Wait, pause.
Okay. Two items from the black market. What is it that you guys want?
And these are things. You don't have to cash it in at the start.
If they're a large object, you want to do it while it's being built.
Fair.
If it's something small, well, then you probably have the money to get it. But it's more of a matter of, hey, he's like, hey, while it's being installed, if there's something you want that's less than legal, I can put it in for you while it's being built.
He works in the black market.
Mm-hmm.
Could we ask him if he knows anything about Bastets?
That would not be what you'd use this for.
This is not what... But we can still reach out
for him. But he would be later. A phone call for that question. Yes, that's...
I'm a hold off on you.
Do you want to write that down?
I will absolutely... What's his name?
Monty.
Monty?
Monty
Talk
Blanc.
To Monty about some Bastets.
It's a good question.
And we do have his number.
Yep.
We both have a one-time use thing to reach out.
And Chris has the non-one-time use. I don't know if he told you guys he has that.
Correct.
Bastet.
What are some things we'd find? You know, we'd want to find off the black market.
A whole listening post.
What about?
All right.
I mean, Paul. What
a
are
listening some- post. Like a hidden thing in a certain place to hear everything around it?
A bug. You're looking for a bug.
No, well, he's looking for a series of bugs
across the valley, all linked to a central location.
Hmm. That wouldn't be black market. That would just be the FSA. The FSA has that. And because you have an office in the FSA, you have access to that within reason.
Are we talking like, what is it, the third Dark Knight movie?
Kind of, yes.
Where he turns everybody's cell phones into echolocation bullshit?
That you'd need something black market to do.
yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
So you're looking for like a super phone tapper.
Kind of, yes.
There's this guy who wears all black who shows up to set it up and then leaves.
What's something else that we could ask him?
All right,
I mean, the things we talked about before, you can get a power tank. Something that has the ability to depower somebody.
Okay.
Really fucking illegal. And Sal's one of the, like, 15 people in the world who knows how to fucking use it.
Well.
Which means if someone ever caught with it, and using it against someone who wasn't a known criminal, oh, fuck, is it bad for you.
Yeah.
I almost feel like we shouldn't be fucksing with...
But that is a thing you could ask for. This is talking about, like, things that would be useful to your team that maybe aren't legal, but you're like, damn, it's useful to have it.
What about, like, a power dampening cell or something like that?
That's definitely a thing you could get installed. It would be like a 10x10. You can get a 10x10 power dampening room in the basement of your
would fall under the black market as well.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm sure FSA doesn't want to go,
here you go. Correct.
I mean,
they'd say, you need power dampening, you send them to us. You know, like, But maybe there's people you don't want to turn over to them. Like, you know, schnazis.
I got the legal representation right here.
She's going, la, 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 la.
Yeah, I was going to say, my character is like, no, 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 no. I'm not doing this. No, thank
we're,
you.
We're having this text Hold conversation.
On. It's also stuff that's just difficult to fucking find.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you could ask for a mana core. M-A-N-A space core. Something that would be used to regenerate, and you could use it to power a bunch of fucking magical shit. Or, I don't know, like powering up golems or something like that if you had them. That would be, like, or a mana generator. Something like super valuable, but, like, and there's not a lot of them. But with the right favors called in, they could get you one. But there's no way that you could get it on the regular without, you know, going through legal channels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, to get a mana generator right now would be, like, a 5-year wait. Black Market gets you one in a week. It's a shitload more expensive, but if Monty's running the Black Market, he can get you one.
And they probably took it off of somebody that needed
it. Exactly. Or they took it off somebody who shouldn't have had one. And they're like, we'll repurpose this.
Yeah.
Those are just options. I have not... Like, did you guys decide you want the cell or not?
I think the cell would be fun.
Yeah. I figure this conversation is Sal and Chris just go, you know... Off on their own while, you know, you're at your pets meeting, whatever.
Nelly, you would know that it is not illegal to have a power dampening cell.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but she's still, like, in the corner as they're talking to him, and her fingers are in her ears, and she's facing the corner, and then they have to, like, tap her when it's...
No. It would be us going out for...
Yeah, we're going out to hang out or whatever.
So, you went with the power dampening cell in the townhouse basement, and what was the secondary thing you decided on, or are you still waffling?
We're still waffling. I have something that I want to discuss with you separately later.
Cool. So, secondary thing? We need two things from the black market. This is more of a, like, you could get, it doesn't necessarily have to be a built part of a building. You could use it to get, like... It
could be an item.
Could be a boat. A special boat. I don't fucking know. A submarine. You can get a submarine.
I was actually thinking that.
You can get, like...
Like
a 6-man sub?
Well, I was thinking 3-man sub. Because then it could go up and down the river.
I'd say at least 4.
4? Okay.
Like a four-man sub? Easy.
Or a speedboat.
As long as it's not controlled by a Logitech controller.
Could he get us?
Ironically, the Logitech controller was not the fucking problem. Actually, it would have done exactly what they asked it to. The controller was not at fault.
Yeah. Theoretically, could he get us a tank?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we want a tank?
No, I think the sub would be.
Where would you park it?
I don't know.
In the skybox.
What about an airship? Could he get us an airship?
Not as easily.
That he is not useful.
Well, we could get the armored RV a la Stripes.
Oh, hell yeah.
A la Stripes, baby. That was my dad's favorite movie.
I love that movie.
No, seriously. I think I've seen that movie 6 times.
No.
I've seen it more than that.
My dad decided to put that on for my brother and sister when they were like 10. Thinking, oh, it's a Bill Murray movie.
No!
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
And he's sitting there listening to him. You know, he's in the other room doing shit. And he hears him laughing. And then he hears him get suspiciously quiet. And then he hears him laughing again, and then he gets suspiciously quiet. He goes and checks on him. It's the, you know, the shower scenes.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, I forgot about that. Click. Sorry.
And then your mom found out.
Nope.
She probably still doesn't know. Anyway, so, but yes, an armored RV would be relevant. There's never a bad idea to have an armored RV.
Yeah.
Or some up-armored vehicle.
Or... an amphibious vehicle.
Oh, get a duck.
An amphibious assault craft?
Uh-huh.
I love ducks. Oh my god, it looks like... It looks like a World War II duck, but the internals are all upgraded.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, turns into a submarine. I think that's hilarious.
There you go.
Alright, we're gonna go with an upgraded military duck.
Oh no, it's sinking.
Couple of shots at it. Just have it sink.
My god.
That just lives in your garage. Yeah. Off the back. There's like motorcycle, duck. The fuck? You're like, it's a historical piece, okay?
I like war gear.
Okay, so we have our two black market things done. Check. Manuel Roxas did not have anything for you, like, for building wise. He did, however, give you access to China and India, just to remember that you have that. You have a one-time trip into each country. Secondary location, that, so you're gonna get a bunch of you'll have access to that. I think last thing to do is you're going to get free months of staff from the FSA, from Archie.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get a butler. You're going to get
a receptionist.
And it'll be a 3-man crew. And I have to decide with the third thing. Butler, receptionist, and a cook. And we're going to teamwork the names on those, because I ain't coming up with them all myself. I'll give personalities, but I need names. You give a name, and I'll make up a personality to go with it. How about that? Yeah. Actually, you're each in charge of one. Butler, receptionist, cook.
Butler, receptionist, cook. I think the receptionist should be named Diane.
One N or two?
One.
Okay.
One N.
What's her last name?
Diane Coots.
COOTS?
It's her.
Fantastic. She's a woman, mid-40s.
Has a New Jersey accent.
Nope.
New Jersey accent.
I don't know if I can do it well, is the problem.
God, I want you to try so hard.
I'll have to hear it, and then I'll see if I can replicate, okay?
Okay, fair.
I gotta channel my inner Emily Axford.
I'll show you the clip.
When she played
the... No, I was gonna say I will show you a clip from The Lion King 1.5. That's who I need you to be.
I'll try. The Diane Coots woman, mid-40s, New Jersey accent, and her power is, something with organization. Something like she can perfectly organize something with at a glance, or it's like a 10-foot telekinesis. That she can move things with her mind and perfectly organize them. But it's only used for organizing. It's like a hyper-specific power. 10-foot telekinetic field for organizing only. Weird power, really useful for a receptionist. Like, moving office supplies and, like, she could sort an entire room full of shit just by walking into it. I like to imagine, it's an aura of order. It puts things in order.
Aura of order.
And that's the receptionist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I took that immediately.
No, you're good.
I had a name.
One of you, cook, one of you, butler.
I got something.
Hit me.
Talbot Smythe for the butler. He's British.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Art. You got to think butler. Of an accent for your person.
I'm going to try. I'm going to say he's also in his mid-40s.
Or at least looks like it. Because everybody looks like whatever they're, you know.
I'm going to say he looks to me in his mid-20s.
And where is the city?
Utah.
Actually, in his 50s. Hold on. Diane looks 30. She's in her mid-40s. And Talbot looks to me in his mid-20s. He's actually in his 50s. British. And what is his spark? Or you want me to come up with it? I think his is going to be some kind of, what do you got?
I was just going to say, it doesn't have to be big.
I was thinking something like minor water control, he uses it for cleaning.
Yeah.
And also for, like, removing stains and stuff like that, because, I'm going to say limited hydrokinesis. Okay, and the cook now, Art. Y'all gonna give me fucking accents to you, you bastard.
Naomi Zook.
Z-O, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Woman.
Uh-huh. Amish.
Oh.
Okay. How old is she? Probably young. Yeah. Is she on Runspringa? Or is she, like, former Amish?
I don't know. I haven't thought it all the way through.
Well, if she's not on Runspringa, she's former Amish, if she's doing this.
Yeah, I think former Amish.
Okay, and what's her age?
It'd be young.
I had her like 22 or 23, like not young.
Yeah,
like almost in your strike range. Just like not necessarily like she's gonna hit on you, but like almost in the strike range, like 23 to 25.
I'd say more 25.
Okay. And looks it. Okay. And what is her spark? I just thought of like the most Amish thing ever. Like wood control.
I was gonna say.
And she uses it for stirring spoons.
Disables technology within a 5-foot radius. You wouldn't notice it in Amish country, but she just turns off tech.
So she's got revolutions power from the head of the grid.
But it's like a 5-foot, or
you know, is it always on?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want her.
Yeah, no.
She would fuck up your whole house.
That's true. Although the wood control is not bad.
I think the wood control, because it's very Amish, like if she were ever to go home, she could like build whole houses in minutes. She would be a hero. But she's like, I really like I like my phone. I like, you know, being able to go online and, you know.
I like talking to my friends that, you know, uh-huh. I've met out here.
Yeah.
Makes a great way of getting things out of the oven.
Like a pizza peel.
Uh-huh. And she doesn't even have to hold it.
And that's what I'm saying, like spoons on the stove. Like. Alright, yeah, she's got wood control. Okay, so that is your staff. I'm just going to copy and paste that down to my staff section.
I still think the anti-tech field is funny.
It's a little too on the nose.
Yeah. But you wouldn't notice it if you were still in Amish country. That's why she thinks she did normal until she went out and...
Fucked up everything she got near.
Oh! In any case.
All right.
So I believe that was the last of the upgrades, if I can read properly. Okay, now it's money. So you have how many units of money?
3, 7, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Yeah, so we're going to, I can do this, and I can just delete this section because I don't need it anymore. Do I need it?
No. 22.
All right. 22 money. How do you want to spend it? What upgrades to your base/town do you want to do? And I will tell you how much it will cost. We're going to reduce the cost by a third because you are there. If you're all there, you're going to reduce it by half. So what do you want to upgrade in town? These can be like whole town things or things specific for you guys. Let's say you wanted, I'm going to give an example. I'm not saying you have to do it. Let's say you want a network of informants. I don't care how and what, like if it's the police that you like quote unquote bribe, but you don't. You just, you know, like, hey, I want to be, you know, like get a police scanner or whatever. But that if you like, let's say if you just want a police scanner, it's no money. You can just buy a police scanner. Mm-hmm. But if you say, hey, the chief of police said that when something shit goes down, I get a phone call, that'd be like two money. Because essentially you're bribing him.
To upgrade the heap area?
No.
They're happy how it is, remember?
I know they are, but anything added to it...
I would say, if anything, we'd upgrade the road going through town. Or going through the...
Through get the to there.
Oh, the big one, the big ass, the heart road.
The main
heart road that keeps your city working.
Yes.
That is it's currently an 8-lane.
Yeah.
Are you talking like making it up armored, or are you thinking about sinking it?
Adding a road to where they can
Well,
it
no,
can reach the
no,
heat,
no,
right?
No. So,
or you so put, like, armoring, like putting shields up on it, or... And yes, it does spiral off and go to other places.
Well,
it isn't just a big ass curve. Like, what kind of upgrade do you want for the road? Upgrading the road is a valid thing, but what is the upgrade?
I would say a
shielding over top of it.
Actually, I was thinking a side,
a fast lane.
Well, no, I'm thinking a extra heavy. Reinforced one for heavier cargoes.
It's already built for like cranes and
okay.
heavy duty because here's the thing. It was built after a certain point. It's made of baronite. Your road is not getting damaged. It's more a matter of the options are kind of like, do you want shielding on it? Do you want to like have a barrier that pops up if something goes wrong? Do you want it could be sunken? Like you could have it be underneath and not on the surface level, and then there are like tunnels out. That would keep it safe. So would the shielding over the top of it. Or you make it raised. So it's, you know, let's say like 40 feet up.
Oh, that would probably be better.
And that way, you know, like let's say the animals can like roam underneath it, you don't care.
Yeah, that would be the best.
Like the L, you know, a Skyway.
Yes. We'll do it that way.
All right. We're going to go city upgrades.
An interesting one. I'll wait till we're
okay.
caught up.
I'm just upgrading this real fast. I'm sorry. All right. I'm going to say that would cost 4 money to elevate all major roads. Not just the core road, but all major roads.
Okay.
With, and are all of you there for this or just Mike?
I think everyone
basically said that they're going to vacation in Rook, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
You're all there, so you're getting the benefit. So that means it would be 4, so it is 2 money.
Cool. All
right. That was elevating me all major roadways. You're down, you have $20 left.
All right. Going off of that information network, not just the positive side, but the criminal side as well.
Oh, you're saying like you
streetwise.
You want both a criminal and non-criminal
informant network.
That would be expensive. I'm gonna say 6 money, which is cut in half, so 3.
And I'm figuring you handle the more, you know, the shady side, while she handles the more.
She handles the. Honest side.
She handles the police side. You handle the shady side.
Is it lawful good or lawful neutral?
You're lawful good.
I am. I am lawful good.
And so's the character.
It's true.
I'm pretty much the definition of chaotic.
Though. It's okay. I was yelling yesterday at work that I'm a stupid little follower. I'm angry that I'm lawful good.
I'm more neutral good. I don't necessarily rebel on purpose, but I don't always feel the need to burn any need to do something the right way or the legal way. So okay, you're down to $17 signs.
Because there's sometimes you can only get information by dealing with the criminal
element. Makes total sense to me. So regions we have not talked about. Just so we remember we have the Raven's Reach. Which is the industrial sector. Mm-hmm. We have... what the fuck is that?
Smug. Love that.
Where is it mine?
There. The bubble off of Raven's Reach. I think it says smuggle.
Smugglers.
Okay, I was right. Okay, yes. I say smugglers. I was... there's the Airy, which is where like the really healthy... like it's a really high-end health spa in the northeast. You've got the university sector, which has a medical, magical, /music, and military, as well as power and energy section. There's Charge Town, which is a bunch of solar panels and hydroelectric stuff. And then there's the Rock Sanctuary. Cape C. Oh, there's the old Cape Crusaders building, which is down in outside the heap. There's the old care building down there as well. There's Dustville or Dust Town.
Oh, isn't that the farming area?
Thank you. It's the fucking I'm fucking writing that down. I'm good. Fucking take your inspiration.
I'll take that inspiration. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Because
I have nothing. I got no memory of this.
Do I get an inspiration for reminding you what we needed to do today?
No, I already had that planned. Oh. I had another idea that I had to scrap because the timing was wrong.
Could I get inspiration? That's it. That's the sentence.
No.
you always get one when you level up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we did.
Or if anyone has the musician background, you get it back on long rest.
Being human, base human, you get inspiration on long
rest. But you get it also for the musician
background. But I'm not human.
Nope. Anyway, so you have $17 signs left to spend. And you have a bunch of places in town you could spend it.
Yeah, because wasn't it the neutral range that was mushrooms, if I remember right?
Mm-mm. It was vertical farming.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a vertical farming. It's super advanced farming.
In Dustville.
Yeah.
We ended up with some sort of algae.
That's part in the waterfall. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we upgrade that?
It's already like a superfood. It was part of the.
Yeah, because that's where the.
I did not put it on here. I have notes about this somewhere. It's not here. I know exactly where this is. I have all these notes. They're in. I just recall where they were. Continue. I'm just gonna look up the word rook. Because I don't type it that often. No cape city builder. I'm the fucking best. I win. There's also the pit.
Yeah, we had something.
100 foot across, half mile down, perfect cylinder. No one did it with it.
Well, that's quite rude.
There's the goblin cave. That's still a thing.
Yes, it is.
That's on this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're going to put something like the cave to the other world.
Now, if I remember right, nobody knows this, but that's where the Dust Bowl Pixies live.
Yeah.
There's the bridge, Fable Ramp. Okay.
It's our cryptid.
Oh my god. Listen.
Are they pixie or gnomes?
I believe we said they were pixies,
but
they live in the Goblin Cave because nobody knows, and they think they're coming from the sea. The shield.
They actually
fly out from underground.
All right. Oh man. Oh my
god. There's.
We did so much.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Like I have this huge document that I forgot existed.
We spent 2 hours on that document.
That's so good. It's so good. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm just grinning. I'm grinning as I'm reading it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the failed dam.
Yes.
Which was gonna fucking flood the whole flood the fucking town. Cause dum-dums.
The heap billies.
There are the heap billies in here, yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that too.
There's the algae water taffy.
Yep.
Yep.
And then one. Bubba's taffy. Bubba, the man who has a single tooth on the top of his mouth.
Yep.
The food craze is the saltwater taffy with algae.
How does he chew it?
Very.
He's only got one tooth.
You don't need teeth to chew taffy. Goddamn.
It's not that
the best thing to give you with no teeth.
Do not give it to our daughter.
It's an all-day fucking sucker at that point. The current mayor is Carl Maximilian.
Yep.
He's been a mayor since the city was founded 6 years ago. His platform was be your best self. Does anyone remember who he used to work for?
Mm-hmm.
The Black Pentacle Society?
Yeah.
They're the ones doing research on the pit.
Correct. But you have $17 signs to spend. I was going through the things to remind you what was in town.
Then how about if we upgrade the magical Black Pentacle Society.
Like, they're a private organization, so you want to funnel your funding into them?
Give them a donation of, you know...
What kind of donation you want to give? Because this is like... These are millions of dollars you're throwing around, not thousands.
Yeah.
These are... This is real money you're throwing around.
Yeah.
Honestly, that would be a great use of one... It would have been a great use of one of your black market things if you... You could have done that, but it, you shouldn't have. You're correct in how you spent it.
Yeah.
We got a duck.
A duck marine? Yeah. Is it going underwater? A subductica?
No, ducks swim underwater. It's a duck.
Can ducks swim underwater?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know this.
We could always refer to it as the cormorant.
Oh, the cormorant.
Yeah, yeah.
If it shoots lightning, it's a cormorant.
We give it a lightning gun.
Anyway, that was a Pokemon reference. All right, continue. But you have $17 to spend. What else would you like to upgrade or do?
Oh, what about upgrading the amphitheater?
I don't know. Do they go underwater, though?
That was in Dustville.
Yeah, I remember.
Do they go underwater?
It's huge. It's already huge. Like, this is like a mile. This is huge.
Yeah.
Do you want to upgrade it, like, or do you want to add a? You could build a concert venue. That's a thing you could spend money on. Like, that would be like a thing you build in town.
Okay,
build like outside of Haven. Do you build it, and is it like you're going to profit off of it, or is it a public thing? It's a real question.
I know it's a real question, and I know what
Natalie. What do you think of that?
Do you want to build a venue? And do you think we should profit off of it?
Where are you wanting it?
Outside of Haven, like here, like in this triangle.
If it was more down here, I would say no. But if since it's up here, I think it'd be fine.
To own it?
Why not?
Do you want to own it, or do you want to profit from it?
I want to profit from it. I want someone else to own it, but we profit from it.
Somebody else manages it, but we're the owners.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you that's 10 money, but it will pay you back a long time.
Why not?
No, I'm saying it would pay you back.
Yeah, why not have a money income? I'm your dad. I've become your dad. We need a money income in this game.
He would never call it a money income, but
he would call it revenue or something like that.
Revenue stream.
It's a revenue stream. All right, so
get some building
a concert venue. I'm sorry. Is it like a stadium? So yes. It can be okay.
A stadium venue, so that we could host all sorts of different
events.
Events.
Out of Haven.
The Sunrise Arena.
I'm gonna say yeah.
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
I did. I'm writing it down. Add that in. Sunrise.
Arena. If he gets a fucking inspiration for that, I'm throwing the table. Mike, add an inspiration. Fuck!
It's good, but it's not like an inspiration good. Also, it didn't make me laugh out loud, which is usually the trigger for an inspiration. So, yeah, no, 100%, you guys make a... put it on the map, somebody. I got a pencil here. That I've been using to get it.
Do we put it in place of the care facility?
I said
no. It would be.
I was thinking in the
south
in
the, of the care I was facility.
Thinking, well, no, I was thinking in the corner, but between Haven and Floatville, like.
There. So that triangle there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. That way, it's on the water. So you have, you know. Do you remember, like in Wisconsin Dells, they do concerts on the water. You know, or like.
While it makes Floatville people very happy because they don't have to.
Well, here's the thing: you put up a wall, but then let's say I want to say it's like a do-do-do-do-do. You can mechanically drop it.
Yeah. Probably a lot bigger than it should be, but.
No, it's about how much space you'd need for like the parking and everything too.
Okay.
So you have Sunrise Arena. That is a revenue stream. 100%. That's also a thing you have to.
An idea.
It's also a thing. It's also a thing you have to protect if something goes wrong.
Yes.
So there's positives and negatives. You have $7 more on this to spend. Also, that would definitely pay for you to keep your staff on staff forever. You're never going to have to worry about that. Not never.
Yay.
Save the Citizen team.
Yeah.
You can invest in a Save the Citizen team, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It would take like 5 of your remaining $7 signs, including the discount.
Mm-hmm.
But you would be able to have a Save the Citizen team that you pay for. That's like $5 million. You could hire a semi-pro to like low-level pro to... You could do a semi-pro for that. Like or like AAA team. Or you could sponsor the one for the college, and that would be that'd be one money sign.
Yes, we'll there do we that.
Go. That works for me.
Sponsor the Save the Citizen team from the local university.
Woohoo!
$1 sign. 6 remaining. Are you looking for another big ticket item, or are we looking for a couple smaller shit? Or is it just what comes to mind when you think of it? Melissa Quick. That's Melissa Quick. It's a Taylor Swift knockoff.
Oh, that's right.
That's her mansion. That's her mansion. Yeah, it's a mansion. It's big enough. It's got its own box.
Okay. I remember that now. Yes.
And now she has a place to put on local performances.
Correct. I'm going to make...
Mm-hmm. She doesn't have to take her private jet anywhere.
There is no airfield here.
No.
All right. There's plenty of space for one.
Well, there's also the shield you have to deal with.
True. So it would have to be further south.
And it would have to go... It couldn't go past the rock sanctuary.
True. So we really wouldn't have a spot for... We could do like a helipad. And there's the gondolas.
The sky gondolas. Yeah.
So
now you could do out like the north. You could do past the shield. You could do an air. You could say you built an airfield past the shield.
Realistically, that's the only thing that we're really missing.
Yeah,
It wouldn't be like an international airport, but it'd be big enough that it'd be like, you know, region. It'd be a regional. Like it'd be big enough for. Well, they mean shit. Even some of the smaller airfields around here are big enough for like a 737. Mm-hmm. Even if they're just because of how deep they are.
And because of the advance of technology in this world, they might all have more VTOL capabilities anyways.
No, they're real planes. They're still
understand. I'm just saying some might have that capability.
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely VTOLs, yeah.
That or they just got a super that picks them up and goes, okay.
It's also a thing.
I'm just picturing the Herc standing there at the end of a runway like, all right. There. Like throwing a football.
He's not that strong, but yeah. He's like left a Hummer strong, not left a plane strong.
With the help of the engines, and he just gives it a jump start.
Okay. I mean, building an airfield makes sense, but also it's not your job.
Yeah.
That would be something that would happen throughout the course of the year. A couple 2 years you're there, they probably will build one. Now, what happens to it is not up to you guys at that point, which is not a bad thing. Natalie, you got anything? We kind of been talking. Have you come up with anything?
Not really. I mean,
think your city builder games. You'll come up with something. Of anybody here, I think you're the one who plays those the most. So you're the one with a better shot.
Like maybe like little towns. That's all I could think of.
What?
Like rural towns.
Oh, you're saying like...
Because you have your main parts where people live. There's not really... Those blank spots don't
Oh,
really
you're saying
have.
Like an ag district.
Like, yeah.
I mean, basically we said that like outside of these like major areas, there are... it's a lot of open land. And
yeah. Like, but I'm thinking like what if we had like a small... Like rural type town, do you know what I mean?
Well, there's already the what was it labeled? I'm gonna search my notes. Neutral what?
Neutral range.
NEUT. It's an area that lets whatever is growing in it grow twice as fast. And there's a small farming community that pops up around it. So it was not, it is not magical. It's magic, and someone put that there.
Actually, why don't we put a little bit of more money into the university?
Yeah.
Like expanding the university?
Expanding the university.
Like, I mean, for without exaggeration, with $9 million, which is the money you're talking about, you could decide a new specialization. Like another you build essentially a whole new
wing.
Power. Like so what do you want their new specialization to be? What do you want them to focus? What do you want a new thing that they have people who do there? You could say like it's a Cape University. You could establish a professional Cape division.
Oh, that would work.
I mean, that's kind of on theme.
Yeah.
And for $9 million, you can do that. That's enough for you to build the building, for you to hire teachers. You know what I mean? Like,
build and staff the building.
Building. And yeah. It's not necessarily the, you know, it's you're talking more of the B and C rank.
Or people who just, they don't know if they could hack it.
Yeah.
And if they find out they can, then they maybe, you know, either they stay there and graduate out and, you know, get accredited, you know, get there. Yeah. And I want to say it would give them because you have to take a test to get your FSA license. This would say, hey, they've graduated with this. They're going to get, essentially, if they pass the final, they get their license. Which it could be a way for people who struggle with tests to get their license instead of having to do an apprenticeship for 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that works. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Pro Cape specialization tower in the university. And that is all your money's $6 sign, which is actually $9. All right. We're going to be pretty fast here. No, I think that's actually, you've established yourselves. Let's do one little bit. I'm going to introduce, do we want to, okay, this is for you guys. Do we want to do introductions to your staff, or we want to save that for next time?
Let's save that for next time.
Oh, dang it.
And as you guys get ready to, you know, really move in, I think it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Folks. Hell yeah.